Alora. The buildings at the Middlebrook Well are coming down as owner Blue Triton has been issued a municipal demolition permit. Andréanne Samard, natural resource manager for Blue Triton Brands, confirmed via email the company will be demolishing the derelict structures at 7334 Middlebrook Road outside Alora, the site of the Middlebrook Well. The main building is being demolished for safety and security reasons, Samard said. The structure has become unstable and there have been several incidents of vandalism in recent years. Samard noted the building will be demolished to the ground level only and the foundation will remain in place and measures will be in place to protect the well from any work. The wellhead has been recently reconstructed and is less than 3 years old, Samard said. It continues to be secured in its own temperature-controlled and secure wellhouse on site. Questions about a timeline and future plans for the site were not answered in Samad's email response beyond stressing the company has no plan for commercial activity of any kind conducted at the site, and there hasn't been in many years. The Middlebrook Well was included in Nestlé Waters Canada's $4.3 billion sale of its North American operations to two private equity firms who have rebranded as Blue Triton. Blue Triton was recently granted 5-year water taking permits for water bottling for the other two Wellington County wells they own in Aberfoyle and Arran. New legislation requires municipal consent to take more than 379,000 litres per day. Centre Wellington Council passed a resolution in May 2018 stating the township is not a willing host community to any new commercial water bottling operation or the taking of water for that purpose under any circumstances. A Tier 3 study determined Centre Wellington to be at a significant risk level for future water sources as the town has been mandated by the province to nearly double in population by 2041. Kendra Martin, spokesperson for the township of Centre Wellington, confirmed the municipality approved the demolition permit but said staff could not comment further on it. Samard said the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks is aware of the demolition and OPP along with neighboring property owners have been informed as well.